This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, December 22. Seeing God. Our reading comes from John chapter 12. Even after Jesus had performed so many signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet. Lord, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason, they could not believe. Because, as Isaiah says elsewhere, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, so they can neither see with their eyes, nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about him. Yet, at the same time, many even among the leaders believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved human praise more than praise from God. Then Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." Sometimes when I read the Bible stories about Jesus, I am baffled at the doubts, disbelief, and outright opposition that people showed in response to Jesus. What more did Jesus need to do for people to believe? How many more miracles? How many more people had to be healed or raised from the dead? Matthew 28 verse 17 tells us that even some of Jesus' closest disciples doubted after Jesus himself had risen from the dead. I have also wondered if I would have recognized Jesus if I had met him. I'd like to think I would, but the Bible includes lots of accounts showing that people with the most religious training, the ones who should have quickly recognized Jesus, were also among those who had the most difficult time believing in him. What would I need to see Jesus do in order to believe that he is really God? Maybe it would have to be a particular miracle or a certain level of wisdom that confronted my assumptions. This question becomes even more challenging when I think about Jesus being born as a vulnerable baby in the backcountry of an occupied territory. Would I recognize him then? Jesus says that the one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. When we look at Jesus, we are seeing God. As we celebrate Christmas, are we willing to see God, the creator of heaven and earth, in the face of Jesus? Pray with me. Jesus, the signs and wonders of your kingdom are amazing. Help us to recognize you for who you really are. God with us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.